When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, time on 24 minutes to 11, the talk number 1-300-872-911. This is Dean on the line at Cairns North. Hello, Dean.
How you going, John?
I'm good, Dean. What are you saying?
John, what I want to talk about, look, we've got a business in North Cairns, and we've had trouble with itinerants in the past. We're kind of used to it. We're in contact with the antisocial department of the police force, etc. But yesterday we had an incident here that's kind of left me with something to say, I guess. We came in to open up, and we had a guy unconscious laying on the front footpath. I went over to check him, and it's quite obviously he was homeless guy, in a really bad state. He was delirious. His eyes were so bloodshot you couldn't see his eyeballs. Couldn't communicate. His state was dreadful. Looked like he hadn't been bathed for a year. His clothes were literally rags hanging off of him, and he literally had his backside exposed and hanging out of his pants. So I called the ambulance rather than calling the police, because they take a long time to come and they're busy. So I called the ambulance as if they're not busy enough. And they sent their first responders, and they spent about an hour with the guy. We eventually got him seated up, you know, up and sitting and communicating with him, done their tests and everything. But they left him, and he left him sitting out front of the shop next to our business. And the guy then, don't like saying this, but he'd done a shit in front of everyone right there on the footpath in front of on the shop.
No.
Yeah, no. I know. I know. He eventually left on his own steam and went. But I was speaking to the business owner next door, and I said, well, how long has he been laying there? And he said, well, he came in about an hour and a half ago, and he was laying there then. And he said there was about half a dozen people at the bus stop. We're right next to the bus stop. And they all saw him laying there. And, you know, Sharon Street, there's a million cars a minute up and down it. Nobody stopped to help him or called an ambulance for him. But anyway, you know, that was the incident that happened. But what's kind of niggled at me overnight is, you know, how has this country got to the state where people like this fall through the social system to a point where this, honestly, John, this guy, if I'd found a dog laying down a footpath and took him to the vet, they would put him down. And, you know, I'm not saying he should be put down, but I'm saying there should be something in place. This government, it's not just the city government, it's not the state government, it's not just the federal government, it's a whole lot of them, all right? There needs to be some system in place to fix this. We can spend billions of dollars on nuclear submarines of endless budgets, but we can't put budget in place to help these people. You know, it's, they need to be picked up, cleaned up, medically assessed, you know, physically, mentally, and put onto programs and into programs, and you know, get their self respect and dignity back and replaced back into society.
Yes.
You know, something with a chap like that could take years and years, if not the rest of his life. But there's got to be systems in place. We can't just say, oh, well, bad luck, you know, you go and die on the street. We're not a third world country.
Exactly. God, what a story. Dean, this really is, you're ringing the bell on a really important matter. We've got three levels of government. We've got three levels of people you would think they're members of a community, no matter what level of government they're representing. They're members of a community and they need to identify with this. That person has been around possibly for weeks even, but probably at least several days. There would have been any number of people who saw him. You just mentioned Sheridan Street. There would have been hours whereby people driving past, walking past, whatever, would have seen him. Nobody even reported the matter. See, this is how hardened we've become here in town. I mean, fair dinkum, but people have got reason to become hardened because nothing is done about the appalling things that happen in our CBD. But put that aside for a moment. We need to have a situation where, when it's as bad as this, there is either a number to ring or a person to contact. Somebody's got to be able to ring the bell here in our local city to say this is an emergency. We can't look the other way any longer with this happening. And we're a tourism destination on top of that, which means we're doing self-harm by doing nothing as a community, if you want to look at the business side of things, if you like. But the fact of the matter is, as human beings, we've got to find a way of intervening.
Yeah, look. It's honestly, it comes down to funding, John. It's, at the end of the day, there's a program's going to need a budget, and the money got to come from somewhere, not the like Moon, who they're doing a fantastic job. That's all public money coming in. People put their own hands in their pocket to put facilities in place that the government should be putting in place, for gosh. And this is just nothing there on any level. And this guy's not the only one. There's a whole community of them. There's a lot of homeless itinerant people around, but they're not all to this level. You know, we got the working homeless now with the housing shortage, but these guys have fallen right to the bottom where they've just given up on life. And look, honestly, I just don't know. 10 o'clock in the morning, I can't see this guy being. Being drunk, because where the heck would he get drunk at that hour of the morning from, and where would he get the money and what not to do? I got a funny feeling he was high on pharmaceutical medication. But anyway, I've said me a bit on it, and just opened the eyes, and I don't know where the head go. In the past, I've wrote letters, because we're here in the middle of this all the time. We're seeing so much over the years. I've wrote to the politicians and everything, and I'm hammering poor old Amy all the time at the council, and to the point where I don't ring her anymore, because I think she might be getting a little bit pecked by me, But the society knows it exists, John, but the governments, the people we vote in, they rather spend the money on defence budgets and everything else, and it wouldn't even cost half a nuclear submarine to fix the whole problem off in their country.
Yeah, very good analogy. Very good analogy. Yeah. Look, what we've got to find as a community, as a society, is a process to stop these people, not stop them falling through the cracks, but once they do fall through the cracks, to respond. There's got to be a way to alert people who are set up there to respond to an emergency like this. I mean, a self-respecting community has to do that, don't you think?
There's got to be programs in place, ongoing programs. There's got to be the first responders where they're picked up off the street and taken in and picked up.
Yes.
But then they've got to be placed into some sort of program that's going to give them the dignity in life that everyone deserves a chance at.
Yeah.
They fall into the situation, and they're failing to survive, and they just, and if we cleaned up that part of our community, it would take pressure off the hospitals, off the ambulance, off the police, that's what they're out there responding to. The 000 call I made for the ambulance first responders, while they're attending to this issue, some poor bugger's had a heart attack somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Waiting.
Do you know, Dean, what best could come from this call of yours? I'm just thinking we've got two elections coming up in the next 12 months, one local, 16th of March, then a state level in October. There'll be public forums, people putting their hands up saying, please vote for me. There'll be public forums where they'll be on a stage, whether it be local councillors, mayoral contenders. Then you get to October, you've got those putting their hands up for state seats to represent the people in our northern electorates here. At public forums, if you're there listening, if you're standing or you're sitting and suddenly there's an opportunity, anybody with questions, put your hand up and relate what fundamentally you've heard today, saying we've got a disgraceful situation that is allowed to go unchecked in our city. You don't have to go through a whole lot of detail. Everyone there sitting there will know exactly what you're talking about and say, if we elect you, what can you do to make a step towards getting this addressed on behalf of us all? I think we all should be looking for an opportunity to do that at the local level and at the state level. I mean, the local people say, oh, no, it's not our job. You know, we don't hold the hose. Oh, no, it's not our responsibility. No, if we're a member of a community at either level, local or state, over the next 12 months, we have a responsibility. If you're given some clout, some power, some influence, use it to help us as a community.
Yeah, and then they've got to be able to draw a budget together and put it to a program, and you know, not just pulling these people off the street and say, oh, here's the problem, you're off your meds, here's your medication, get back on and send them back out on the street.
Mm.
It's got to be a proper team set up nationally. It's the city, it's everywhere.
Mm. Gee, Dean, my God, have you spoken powerfully today on this matter? I really commend you on this, congratulate you on this. Let's hang in there together. Look, keep the profile. We can't just walk away from it with elections coming up. From time to time, if you get more to contribute on this front, or you're at home now listening to this and say you've got more to contribute, help us out. Help us get a better, cleaner, safer, healthier community. We can do wonders together. Dean, I've got to leave you now because I've got to get to other matters, but not only thanks, but congratulations on calling in today on this matter.
No worries, John. Good talk.
What a wonderful member of our community. His name's Dean, and he's at Cairns North.